You're listening to Amud Chazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf, Tzadi, Amud Beis. And we just finished the ninth parak, Parak Amar Rabbi Akiva, and we are in the tenth parak, which is exciting. We're getting there. 24 parakim, we're getting there. It sounds like we're less than halfway there. It's not true, right? Because we're more than halfway there. We're 90 blot into like a close to 160 blot mesechta. So we're more than halfway there. Just by prakim, we're not. By the way, every parak is another victory. And we end off over here I mentioned that I believe I sent it in the group already, even though I didn't know if you guys did the Mishnah yet. But the siman for Daf Tzadi is I don't think he wanted to go with tzaddik, but he went with tzedakah, so a tzedakah box. And he said the tzedakah box, that the first two points are first of all the box of a rochel, of a peddler, that if he carries it, right, so you might think it's multiple chataos. And Rashi explains because it's like compartmentalized and there's different types of spices and different sections in it. Nevertheless, it's still considered one chatas. And then we discussed the shiurim of a locust, of carrying the locust, right? Remember that whole discussion. Depending on if it's alive or if it's dead or if it's kosher or if it's not kosher. What its purpose might be and what the size of carrying it is. And is it like a kid's plaything or something like that? And I don't know how often you give your kids a locust to play with. But that's the second point. And then the third point for the Amud is going to be, of Daf Tzadi, is going to be this Mishnah over here. So we'll start the Mishnah, and then I'll mention the third point, and then we'll move on to the Tzadi Aleph. Amud Aleph. I don't think I said that correctly. We are on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. That's tonight's Amud. There, you'll see it. You'll see it in the name of the shir. What Amud we're up to. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Mi'Yad Bara. Okay, so let's take a look at this new Mishnah. Hamatznia l'zera u'ledugma u'lerafua. Somebody who hides something away, meaning not hiding, like storing it away. He stores it to be used as seed. So it's like lizera, like for planting, meaning he hides seeds for planting. Uladugma, or something to be a sample of something else. So he hides a very small amount. Ularafua, or for healing purposes. V'hotzio b'shabbos. And then he ends it. So now it's stored away. Then he brings it out on Shabbos. So he's chayev for any amount. Meaning, we're using something that's smaller than the normal shear. We spent the last, 15 blot, maybe more, right? Since Ayin Hay. Since Ayin Hay, the last 15 blot dealing with, I remember the Am Haaretz. Remember the Am Haaretz who has the shells of the chila zone that he stores away and no one else, right? From Ayin Hay, we were talking about storing things away in the different shiurim, but now we're saying, and we did reference this concept of someone who hides it away, and it's not the normal shear. So that's what's happening over here. So it's not the normal shear that someone would typically take for planting or for healing purposes. But nevertheless, he has his own reasons, right? This guy has his own, reasons for hiding something away, and he does that. So what's the halacha? So v'hotzio b'shabbos, chayev b'chol shu, he's chayev for even a minuscule amount. V'chol adam, but everybody else, ein chayev alav el kishiro, right? Just because I hid it away doesn't mean that I will impose my unique use for something upon you. So if I hide away one seed, I think we said is less than this year, or maybe not to everybody, or less than this year that's normal for carrying seeds. But I'm going to plant one seed. So I hide it away. I'm going to be chayav chatas for that. But that doesn't mean you're going to be chayav chatas just because I hid the seed away, right? Or anything else that it might be. So, right? V'chol adam ein chayav alav. Ela kishuro, and we mentioned this back on Ayin Hey, and we actually saw there was another opinion that I think it was quoted in the Gemara, and we're going to see that again tonight. Chozer v'hachniso eino chayv ela kishuro. Now, if he goes back and gathers it in, then he's meaning like he retracts, right? Like let's say it's like one string of wool. Right, which is not worth anything. But he hides away. Oh, I'm going to use this. And then he retracts. Okay, actually, you know what? Never mind. I'm not using it. He puts it back with the rest of his stuff. So it reverts back to the original standard shear. It's a temporary thing. We'll see, though, how long that stands for. Okay. And that is the Mishnah. So Lamel, we'll explain a little bit more, and then we'll go to the simon. So the Gemara says, "Lama leila misni hamatsnia." So why do we, if we're trying to teach that you're chayiv for even a much smaller amount than the shear, if you have a particular purpose for it, why do we go already like move off to the case of somebody who hid it away and stored it? Why don't we just say somebody who's on the road to do the action that you said? For example, if I carry a seed in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Dal Amos, for the purpose of planting it, right? That sounds like, you know, it's like a step removed to say, I had the intention to plant, so I hid it away, and now it's stored away, and then someone takes it out. Why do I have to go there? Just say, Hamotzi Lizera. You don't have to say somebody who hides it away and he hid it away for the purpose of ultimately doing this. Just remove that extra step. Skip to the middleman. Why do you have to have that? So there must be a chiddush here. Amar Abaye, you know, there is a chiddush. Hachal ma'yaskinan kigon shatznio, where he hid it away, he stored it. He stored the seed. V'shachach lama hatznio. He says, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what it was. I was much younger at the time. It was Purim. I don't know. I don't remember what I was thinking at the time. Why I hid it? V'hashto ko mapik le stama, and now he takes it out with the stam, like without any specific intent to do anything for it. So would you still say he's chayiv? Ma'od the same. What would you have said? Betule betela machshavto. That he was surely mevatel his machshava, that he undid the original intent, and the whole thing, right? The whole uniqueness over here is that even though there are standard shiurim for every object, when it comes to hotzah, we said that actually the truth is you can tailor make it, create your own chashivas for something with your own intent by saying I'm using it even a smaller amount. So I might say, Batule Batela Machashavto. Kamash Milan, that's not the case. Kamash Milan, Kol Ha'osa Al Das Rishona Huosa. Anybody who does something, it's according to the original intent that he does something. Meaning, if he did something, we assume that he has the original intent, unless there's something more explicit that tells us to assume otherwise. For example, if he did a physical action to retract, meaning like he says, this one seed is special. And he says, never mind. Actually, no way. No, I'm not planting one seed. No way. I'm not going through the effort to plant one seed. So he puts it back in the rest of the seeds. So then that undoes it. But if he starts off with a machshava and then it's like stam because he forgot. So we say, kol ha'osa al das rishona, kol ha'osa al das rishona huosa. Anybody who does something, it's according to his first das. And therefore, that's the chiddush that Abaye is coming to teach us. Yeah, of course, it's true. Yes, if he carries a seed in four amos in order and with intention to plant it, so the hotzah itself is, even though it's not the normal shear, the hotzah itself, he's chayev. But not only that, but the mission teaches us that if he hides it away, even if he forgets why he hid it away, if he takes it out now, he's still chayev. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah and why it phrases it like that. Now, so this principle of kolos al das rishona huosa is the third point that the Rabbi Goldhar mentioned. So he had the chiddush of the peddler's box that that even if it's multiple compartments, many boxes, many like small boxes contained in a larger box, you're still chayev only one chatos, not multiple chatos. And then the halachos, the shiurim of carrying locusts, and if they're kosher or not kosher, alive, dead, that whole discussion, and then that, you know, the machlokus, and one opinion that he doesn't want, that a kid won't, I think this is Rabbi Yehuda, says that a kid won't eat a dead locust. We're not concerned about that. Rather, he's going to be really sad that his locust, would die, and he would like have a hesped for it. Remember this last night? Sound familiar? I don't know if anybody ever. My friend and I once made a tombstone for an aunt. I remember. I forgot what his name was. It was it's quite a while ago. Maybe it was second grade or something like that. But we were playing with an aunt, and then it died, and we made a tombstone for it, and the whole thing. So this Gemara really spoke to me. Not a locust. I think I was scared of locusts. I think I still am. Anyway, so that's the second piece. And the third piece is this concept of kol ha'ose kedas al das rishona hu'ose. So the siman was a tzedakah box. So it says that the little boy put some coins in a peddler's box that he used as a tzedakah box, and he did this after giving a moving eulogy over the death of a non-kosher locust, and he was so distraught that he couldn't even remember why he carried a seed into the Rishus Rabbim, right? So you have to do the chazara on that and just create the image in your head of this little boy. He's like, after he gives this hesped for his locust, and he's very, very sad and distraught, and he puts some money in his peddler's tzedakah box, Lili Nishmaso, and he's just very distraught. He's like, why do I have this seed? What am I doing this with one seed? And this is Rabbim. The more humorous you can make it, I'll post the pictures. The more humorous you can make it, and to take 15 seconds to create a dialogue, the more you'll be able to remember it. Good news also, I got word in the Oraisa WhatsApp group. Someone mentioned doing Zichru, and then he does it, and it's really great. He just wanted to recommend it, and then I seconded the comment, and then the Oraisa administrator said that they've been talking to Rabbi Goldhar, and they're going to try to incorporate it into Oraisa as well, and Rabbi Goldhar might even adapt some stuff to make it even easier for us to be in touch. So Zichru meets Oraisa. Like, you heard it here first, but you're about to hear it from them next, which is good news for Klal Yisrael. Okay, next. We are officially on Sadi Aleph, and the Gemara is telling us go tse. So we're gonna go out and go strong. So we just said koloso das rishona goes. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel Mechayev Hoya Rabbi Meir Af Bemotzi Chita Achas Lizria. So we have this Amoraic statement quoting Shmuel that says that Rabbi Meir was mechayev even somebody who takes just one chita, one wheat kernel to plant, if you can plant one wheat kernel. So what's the chiddush of your pshita? Kol shehu tanan. The Mishnah says that it's a kol shehu. Now you might say, oh, the chiddush is that it's Rav Meir, right? Shmuel is telling us, Rav Yehuda is saying the name of Shmuel, that Rav Meir was also held the shita. So Rashi's not impressed. Rashi says, Kol shehu tanan, v'stam Mishnah Rav Meir. We assumed that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir anyway, right? Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So when we read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that anybody who brings out Kol Shehu is Chayiv, if he has, you know, the intent to use it, so we assume that that's what Rabbi Meir said. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Meir was Mechayiv, even a Motzei Chita Achas Lizria, that's obvious. Rabbi Meir is presumably the Tan of the Mishnah, and he said a Kol Shehu. So what's the Chiddush here? So he says, Gemara responds, Mahu to say, what would I have said? Kol Shehu lafuke min grogeres. When we said Kol Shehu in the Mishnah, we meant it was lav dafka. We didn't mean really a Kol Shehu. We meant not a grogeres. Right, the typical shear for food-related malachos, as we've seen numerous times, is a grogeres, the size of a dried fig. So perhaps over here, when we said kol shehu, we didn't mean like any, like the smallest amount that could be considered something. We meant not a grogeres, but maybe like a kazayas or something like that. So Mahu just said, what you said, kol shehu of the Mishnah is lafuke migrogeres, to exclude grogeres, uli olam adika kazayas. But really the shear is a kazayas. But something so small, like one wheat kernel, that's not a kazayas, and that would be a problem. And that's what I would assume the Mishnah holds. Kamash Malan comes Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says, Rav Meir, yes, the Tana of the Mishnah, Rav Meir says even one chita, so don't think kol shehu is a lav dafka and really means a kazayas, just not a grogeres. No. Kol shehu dafka, even if it's just one chita for planting, Rav Meir, the Tana of our Mishnah, holds that you'd be chai for such a thing. Now, this idea that it's so subjective, that hotzah on Shabbos is subjective, so can it go the other way? And this is the challenge. Maskif lo Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda. Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda challenges it. Wait, hold on. Elamiata. So based on what you're saying, now, chishev lohotzi kol beso, if somebody had intention to carry out everything from his house, like all of his property, hachinami de lo mechayev adamapik lekule. So he shouldn't be chayev until he brings all of it out. Meaning, if he essentially says all his stuff is worth nothing, right? So he's basically detracting chashivus from everything and saying, oh, hotzah is subjective, right? If we're saying hotzah is subjective, so over here hotzah is subjective. He's saying it's all worth nothing to me. So if I take everything out in one shot, okay, maybe. But if I say everything is worth nothing to me, and then I only take a few things out, but I already took away its chashivus, it's not worth anything. So does it work that way as well? So and it's going to be very hard to be chay for this guy. It's going to be very hard to be chayiv and magatas. Right, Rashi says, "Chishev lahotzei kol beiso botza achas to lo achshava ela im kein hotzei kula ka'echad." So it wouldn't be chashiv to him unless everything is in one shot. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Nope, that's a little bit crazy." So lahotzei kol beiso hakanami to lo machayev adamak bekulik. So hasam batela daato etel kol adam. We're mevatel his das next to every other person because. Meaning we're that we're not going to create a halachos for such crazy outliers, right? This guy is out of his mind, right? He's saying, oh no, everything in my home is not worth anything, so I'm not machshiv it, and therefore only if I take everything in one shot would I be chayav achatos. So this cannot be considered. Not only is it not like typical, it can't be considered within the realm of normal. There is room in the halacha for some subjectivity, right? If somebody says, "Lema'isa, I have a purpose for this carrying the seed." So we don't consider it standard that somebody, if you're carrying one seed, that's purposeful. Because usually people carry more than that if they want to plant. But it's reasonable to say that somebody will take one seed for whatever reason he wants to. But to say the other extreme and to take away chashivas, that's something that like we measuring up against somebody else. Etzel kol adam, we're mevatel his das. We're saying like we can't base halacha and create even a subjective halacha for your extreme outlying case. Okay. V'chol adam ein chayevin alav ela kishiro. But nobody else is subject to your subjectivity, which is why it's called subjectivity, right? No, no one else has to follow your ring, right? I'm using the seed for my purpose. I hide it away. So you take it out. Doesn't impact you. Or so we think. Masnis in delo k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but this Mishnah is not in accordance to the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as we saw earlier. D'tanya, like we went through Brisa, klal am Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol she'eno kosher lehatznio, ve'ein matznien kamohu, v'huchsher lezeh, v'tznio, uba, okay. Let's break it up phrase by phrase. So anything that is not fitting to be hidden away, and people don't typically hide that thing away. The hukshar lezeh, but this guy did hide it away. Vatsnio, and he hid it away. Right, being like it was fitting for him, and he actually did hide it away. Uba acher, now somebody else comes, vhotzi, and he takes it out. Nischayiv zem bemechshav to shelzeh. This guy is chayiv with because of his machshava, and we dealt with this on ayin hey ayin vav. We spoke about this concept. So this mishnah is just not in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who seems to be das yachid over here, who imposes your subjective use on somebody else. Amar Rav Nachman, hotzi ki grogeres la'achila. Okay, so now we're going to have a bunch of a series of hypotheticals, building layers upon layers. So let's hang on. So and all of these are going to depend on different status. A person's going to be changing his mind in the middle of his carrying of something, and also the thing itself might change as well, and it's gonna go back to concept of akira and hanacha, which we know, of course, for hotzah you have to be chayv. We learned this on daf base. For hotzah to be a problem, it has to be both akira, at least midaraisa, akira and hanacha. You need to be the one to lift it and to place it down in the new location. But we'll see. If certain things could be considered an interruption in that regard. So Amar Rav Nachman, hotzi ke grogeres la'achila. So somebody took the grogeres, he carried it out, and was planning on eating it. So it's the size of a grogeres, and he's planning on eating it. V'nimlach alei lizria. And then he changes his mind and intends to plant it. Right, so it's so over here. The purpose of eating it, grogeres, that's definitely the size, right? It's if it's a fig, right? Let's say we're talking about seeds, probably because we're talking about planting it. So he has some seeds that he's planning on eating, a grogeres size. So there's in the akira, there's that, and then he changes mind. You know what? Actually, I'm going to plant it, which is even a smaller size, inami, or Lizria, he plans on originally, I'm going to plant it, but it's also the grogeres. V'nimlachala lachila. And he changes mind, you know what, actually I think I'm going to eat it. But it's still grogeres. Chayiv. In that case, he's chayiv. Pshita. Right, that's pashit. Zil hacha ikashira, v'zil hacha ikashira. At both points, at the akira, at the hanacha, there's the proper shear there for whatever you're looking for. So that's obvious. No, so what are you asking? So Mao Desema, what would you have said? Be'inan akira v'hanacha b'chada machshava v'haleika. Maybe you would tell me that I would need an akira and hanacha in one machshava. Meaning there was a change in machshava, even though practically speaking, yes, at all points he was obligated in the shear because it was a grogeres. And a grogeres is... that size is the size of plant. If you went to plant, if you went to eat it, whatever it was, it's the full shear to obligate you. But you might say that the akira and hanacha had an interruption because the machshava, the intention, changed. So kamash malan, that's not the case. Okay, a little simpler. Barava asks, however, hotzi chatzi grogeres lizria. He has half a grogeres, planning on planting it. So I'm going to plant my half a grogeres, which, of course, half a grogeres, also half of a dried fig, is enough to be mechayev you if you carried it the whole way for planting. V'tavcha, but then it started to swell. I guess this happens. The seeds can get bigger. V'nimlach ala l'achila. And then he changes his mind and he wants to eat it. Okay, so now it's bigger. I guess this swell to a grogeres, since Rashi's over here. V'tapcha v'amda, yes. So Rashi says v'tapcha v'amda al grogeres kodem hanacha. So before he places it down, now it's actually the size of a grogeres. So mahu. So what would the halacha be? Im timsalamer. If you want to say hasam hudem chayiv, that earlier when do we say he's chayiv? Dezil hacha ikashiura, vezil hacha ikashiura. So maybe you would say, oh, you should be chayav like before. But hacha kevan deba inna da afka lo hava be shiur, that at the time that he took it out, it wasn't the right shiur, but lo hava be shiur achila, lo mechayiv. So maybe you would say that at the time, it wasn't the shear of achila, it was only half a grogeres when he lifted it up, and then it grew on its own. You're not mechayev. Now keep in mind, when he was doing that, he had originally intended to plant it. So it was the shear of plant, but at the end of the day, he changed his mind and intended to eat it. And at the beginning, it wasn't the size to eat it. So even though, yes, when he picked it up, he had intended to plant it, and it was half a grogeres, so it was the shear for that. And then mid game, it changed to be a full grogeres, and he changed his mind as well to want to eat it, and therefore the shear would be a grogeres. But maybe you say no. When he picked it up, he didn't like. At the end of the day, what did he intend to do? At the end of the day, he intended to eat it. And when he picked it up, his akira, it wasn't a full shear of grogeres. It was only half a grogeres. Oh, Dilma, perhaps you would say, kaven de ilu ishtik velo chashiv alei mechayev amachshava dezria. But maybe you would say if he would have been quiet, he wouldn't have like thought anything afterwards. He would have been mechayev. He would have been chayev because his original intention was to plant, and when he was carrying it, when he picked it up originally, his akira, he was chayiv. He would have been chayiv because it was half a gregarious and was going to plant it. So hashinami mechayiv. Therefore, he saw some mechayiv here. So right. So we're not sure about this. V'im tim silomer. And if you want to say, kevan de'ilu ishtik v'lo chashiv alei mechayiv amachshav dezria, maybe you would say, well, since since if he would have been silent and he wouldn't have like thought anything, he would have been. Let's say he would have indeed been chayiv for zriya. Hashtanami mechayiv hashtanami chayiv hotzi kugeres lachila. Oh, so hashtanami mechayiv, and let's assume that's the case, and now he should also be chayiv. So here's a new case. So let's say we would hold that. Let's say that we say he should definitely be chayiv because had he been quiet, he would have picked it up for half a fig for planting, and that's the size for planting. Even though, yeah, he changed his mind. Doesn't matter. He changed his mind. He picked it up, and it was chayiv. So here, this new case, hotzi kigrogeres. If we could handle another case, hotzi kigrogeres lechila. He took out a grogeres for the purposes of eating, vitzamka, and then it shrunk. So he's planning a grogeres to eat it. So the akira is with intention to eat it, and the shear is a grogeres. So it sounds like a kashera usser akira, but samka. But then it becomes smaller, and therefore the hanacha would not be the proper shear. But then he changed his mind and said, you know, actually I'm going to plant it. At which point, the hanacha on its own sounds like, oh wait, it's a shear of planting size, and he wants to plant it. Shemahu, well, what's the halacha there? Hacha over here, vaadai ki ishtika machshava kamaisa lemechayev. You say here for sure, if he's quiet about the original intention, he wouldn't be chayev, so he shouldn't be chayev here. Odilma, or maybe you would say, Basar hashtaz linan. We go after what the situation is now. We look at what it is now. Umechayev, and he should be chayev, right? Because right now, the hanacha he's about to do is a hanacha for the purpose of planting, and it's a shear of planting. V'im timsalamar. And if you're going to say, basar hashtaz linan, that we go after what it is right now. Umechayev, and we're going to be mechayev him. So we look at what the situation is right now. The hanacha itself is a good asr hanacha, and we're mechayev. So hear out this new case. Hotzi kigrogeres lachila. He takes out a grogeres for the purposes of eating. Again, that grogeres is the proper shear for something that you're planning on eating. Vitzamka, it gets smaller. Vichazra v'tapcha. And then this seed had a busy day. It got smaller, and then it swelled back to the normal size. Mahu, what's halacha there? Right. So over meaning, What we just accepted, this is an imtim salom. I think it's like the third imtim salomar. So we're in a hypothetical of a hypothetical of a hypothetical. So we're assuming now that you would even be chayev based on what the situation is right now. But what if in the interim, or maybe that, right, so what if in the interim, it changed. Samka v'chazer v'tapcha, mahu. Yesh dichui le'inyan Shabbos, o ein dichui le'inyan Shabbos. Do we say that there's the principle of dichui regarding Shabbos, or not? Rashi over here mentions, so this is the principle of dichui, which is that, which means like negated or pushed off, meaning that sometimes something gets pushed off, like when it comes to certain psulim and karbanos, where something gets pushed off for a certain thing, and then even when that certain reason is removed, it retains its a dachoy status, right? So it's dichoy status. So do we say over here also that because in the middle it lost its sheer size, right? Meaning that originally he was planning on eating it, and then it lost its sheer for a moment, so it's no longer sheer. And then it got its sheer back. So did that interruption, because at that moment, that was an interruption of the Akira and the Hanacha, is that dichui? That it's pushed off, and therefore it's like a hefsik in the Akira and Hanacha, so much so that you wouldn't be chayiv? So do we say, yesh dichui le'inyan Shabbos, o ein dichui le'inyan Shabbos? You want to respond? Teku, we're not sure. Okay, all that for right. I went through all those imtim. That's to be a t-shirt, right? I went through all those imtim silomers, and all I got is this lousy teku. You know, it's all the hard work, and we don't get at the end. Okay, so yeah, it is a little bit left over, but I don't want to go for too long, so we'll call it here.